We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome into another segment of Sports Talk. I'm taking over for Mike Dettillier. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Bobby Hebert. So Bobby, did anything happen last hour? I wasn't...
The power of the Big 870, 105.3 FM, the Big 870 AM, WWL, the nation listens. I'm telling you, Steve Scalise, one of our own here in Louisiana, but from a national perspective, has a lot of stroke. And it cannot get out of control because it's already the Wild Wild West. Okay, can we rein it in with name, image, and likeness and all that? And Steve Scalise is meeting with Coach Saban, meeting with Coach Kelly and all that. We have to do something. Because you cannot have – we are the United States of America, and we believe in capitalism, but you can't have some capitalists, some socialists and all that. Because what's going to end up happening, like California, you know, they're always going to do their own thing. And, you know, they're always kind of ahead of the curve, and that's why you have to check. Checks and balances, because it's going to get to the point where – Am I an employee of the university as a player? Because then they can form a union, and then you talk about medical benefits. Now, it's a bunch of things that it could be way out of control. That's why you got to nip it in the bud, and everyone's being well compensated, but we're playing within the same structure throughout the country. But Jeff, you know what's the craziest thing, though? Even though you are the United States of America in college football, you could talk about the Midwest or the West Coast and Northeast and all that. There ain't nobody like the Southeastern Conference.
Well, right.
Who's the top dog?
Well, that's what I was about to say. Right. Just to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
You know, is it really the correct way to go about this to have the – like Louisiana, you would consider the haves –
in college football, damage, right. Without a doubt.
So if I'm San Diego State, right? Like, yeah. I'm like, why aren't you talking to me? I'm the one who's actually getting affected.
Man, nobody
LSU
cares
can
about
afford
no
to pay him. Can afford to pay him. They're just mad because Texas A&M is stealing their recruits.
Okay, to show you why the West Coast is irrelevant and they cannot handle it. Why is USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12? Where are they going?
Yeah.
Well, where are they going? The Big Ten?
Right.
They're leaving because, listen. My daughter went to Cal Berkeley, Cam Jordan. I love Cam Jordan, all Cal and all that. But when you look at, like, the Arizona States of the world, you look at Stanford, Cal, you look at University of Washington, Oregon State. No, you truly, that's why the NCAA right now has no power, so maybe the government needs to be involved. So can you have a central body to legislate this? And to do the right thing. Because right now, if you counting on like the West Coast, like the Pac-12, or are you looking at like, the Big 12, or the only one that can hang with the SEC is the Big 10. You know, you look at Ohio State, you look at Michigan and all that. But it is truly the haves and the have-nots. So right. How... are you just going to have a super conference?
And you are just about that.
The NCAA is irrelevant and all that. So that's why I think you got to talk about this. And if you can have some legislation that is fair for everyone across the board, that'll be interesting to see what's going to come forth with all this.
For sure. And coming up this hour, we're going to have Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus salary cap expert, to talk Saints NFL. But first, let's go to the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. You can get in the conversation, 504-260-1870. We're going to go to Jimmy in Gretna. He's been sitting on hold. Thanks for being patient, Jimmy. He wants to talk about the college baseball playoffs. What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I'm going to say a lot of things because I got to get my words in edgewise before right. Bobby takes over. All right, I'm going to say four things and hang up. Number one, I agree. The New Orleans Breakers, they should be playing at Yulman or City Park, like Bobby said. Number
right.
one.
If they
number
want me to
two,
care, yeah.
I'm hearing, yeah, Yulman would be perfect. Number two, I know we all know Zion's got one baby on the way. Now, this is all Twitter rumor stuff, but now they're talking about a second woman that might have a baby. Zion baby.
Well, he's thinking with the wrong Jimmy. He's thinking with the wrong head. He's thinking with the wrong head. Come on.
And look, let me finish. And 27 years ago today, I got to put a spotlight on it. Even though I'm a Southern Miss guy, Warren Morris, 27 years ago today, hit that home run, the classic winner against Miami. And look, let me say this: Southern Miss and LSU this weekend. Good luck. I hope they meet each other in Omaha. And look, if it happens, like Charlie Long said, we had Mississippi State win it. We had Ole Miss win it last year. Can Southern Miss create the trifecta in one state back-to-back-to-back? I don't think that's ever happened, you know?
Baseball's right. just a little bit different over there, I guess.
Jimmy, will you – Charlie, maybe he hung up. But
yeah, he dropped.
But I wonder if Jimmy because he's like he's diehard, like, you know, Southern Miss. He's not no front runner.
Big Nick Mullins fan.
Yeah. So, Jimmy got to be in that number because I think, listen, if you want to go and you can't make it to Baton Rouge against Kentucky, Hattiesburg, I think I'm kind of intrigued what's going to happen with Southern Miss and Tennessee.
Bobby, I'm intrigued because there's a lot of smoke on Twitter because Tennessee fans are pissy that they didn't get that super regional host.
Well, but Charlie explained that to the fans because
yeah,
it was
okay,
kind
so
of a 50-50 ordeal,
well,
right?
We kind of said this a few nights ago before that. I think it was on Monday when we were talking about it. We kind of said that we expected Southern Miss to host, and the super regional, a bunch of people were texting in saying, like, oh, I don't see that anywhere. What I had read in Aaron Fitt from D1 Baseball was correct. Southern Miss was higher in the hosting order than Tennessee was.
Amen.
And Tennessee fans, you can blame that on getting swept by Missouri and going one and done and not even winning a game in Hoover, Alabama. Maybe actually go a little bit further than the single elimination round and you might have had a better chance of hosting the Super Regional. Southern Miss won the Sun Belt Conference, which was a very good conference in baseball this season. They had an outstanding year, and then they hosted last year. They're a good team. So
right.
I think a lot of people...
Well, no, look, they beat LSU.
Exactly.
They beat LSU twice.
Well, I was about to say, that's going to be a heck of a rematch if it happens, and because you know Jay Johnson is,
I got it
is
happening,
thinking about
guys.
That. Yeah. Well, you have it in your
that.
Bracket?
Charlie's
yeah,
looking yeah. in his crystal ball, and he has it happening.
Yeah. So. I had Southern Miss actually beating Clemson in my original bracket, but now that they're facing Tennessee, I'm still sticking with Southern Miss to make it to the Omaha this year. Scott Barry's last run.
Well, I mean, last year, and it's funny, this LSU team, in terms of having Paul Skeens there, he's there in part because the second that game ended and Jay Johnson was like, we need pitches, right. He immediately went, he's like, we're getting Paul Skeens. And like, this whole LSU team this year, I think, is just a revenge tour for what happened in that Hattiesburg region.
Well, when we come back from the break, I want to elaborate, because when you got two out of the three, the 2023 Golden Spikes Award, and you got two out of the three, well, hell yeah, it should be Omaha or bust.
Paul Skeens is going to win it, guys, in my opinion.
Okay, but Charlie, think about this.
And they're two out of the five Dick Houser winners, too.
Okay, we got a hole. Coach Johnson and LSU Fighting Tigers, their feet to the fire. They should be going to Omaha.
It's a super team. They should be there.
There ain't no way. There ain't no way Kentucky can upset us. That ain't. It can't
Especially
happen.
At home.
It can't happen.
Got to win game one. All right. You can jump in on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-1870. Tell us who you think is going to be making it to Omaha. Coming right back with Brad Spielberger on Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Bobby Hebert. This is WWO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we're back here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to go straight to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We've got pro football focus salary cap expert Brad Spielberger. We're going to talk about the Saints and the NFL. How are you doing today, Brad?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. So, you know, when you see something like Dalvin Cook getting released for salary cap issues, and we saw the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins, and you look at around the league, what is going on where you can't come up with deals that are equitable for these teams? It just seems crazy to me that, you know, these players have talent, you just cannot keep them around.
Well, and then Brad, along with Jeff saying, it's like almost like you're out there in limbo land. Is it okay? We like you, but it has to be a team friendly deal.
Yeah, I think that's what the situation is, that both parties tried to negotiate pay cuts, and both players felt they were too good, you know, to be willing to accept the pay cut and earn less money. They think they're going to go somewhere else, maybe get some more guarantees or some more, you know, cash flow up front, and so they were not willing to rework their deals. But I think the big thing is there are more and more teams now that are saying, you know, like you said, either they're productive, they're talented, they are still good players. But for Arizona's case, I mean, they're going to be awful this year. So I think they just realized, you know, why spend almost $20 million on DeAndre Hopkins? We're not going to be a competitive football team in 2023.
Now, Brad, what is it but like, okay, established running backs? I think Jerry Jones took care of him. Like, is it just like, okay, if I still want to play, I have to just take whatever team's going to give me, like Ezekiel Elliott? Or even when you're looking at, Jeff, help me out, the running back with the Saints, Mark Ingram. Okay like Mark Ingram, he's the all-time leading Saints rusher. It looks like maybe he might go to TV and not even play football anymore. It seems like that is very humbling. Is that, okay, I was playing at the highest level in the NFL, and then going forward, maybe I have no stroke, and if I want to continue, I got to do whatever a team says. Because here, you understand what I'm saying? Like, here's Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowgirls. I always call them the Cowgirls, but Dallas, and then Mark Ingram, and then it seems like they have no power.
Yeah, it is a brutal time right now for the running back position across the board from top to bottom. I mean, look at Dalvin Cook. Over the last three seasons alone, he's second in rushing yards and second in the most rushes of 10-plus yards. So he's still explosive, can break off the big gains, and also has been very durable, played through an injured shoulder the past couple of years that he finally got fixed this offseason, only 27 years old, and still gets cut. I mean, even a guy like Aaron Jones takes a $5 million pay cut in Green Bay. So even the guys that are getting paid, it's at a reduced price. And then, like you said, a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, who I think is 28 years old, you know, probably sitting out there going to get offers kind of like Leonard Fournette a couple of years ago, probably 1 year, $4 million, something in that range. And these are still, you know, three down guys. They can catch the ball. They can pass protect. They're not just, you know, these early down rushers. I think those guys have been devalued a little bit. But, yes, it is a brutal, brutal time. Even the franchise tag guys. I mean, you know, Josh Jacobs has the rushing title last year, cannot get a good offer. Saquon Barkley in New York, been the face of the franchise for 5 years, cannot get a good offer. It is a very tough time right now for running backs in the NFL.
Now, Brad, beyond running backs, like DeAndre Hopkins, I think sometimes there's a bunch of BS with the players because it is about the money. Why would you go with the Tennessee Titans, let's say, over the Kansas City Chiefs or whoever it might be, let's say the Jets or whatever? Don't you think DeAndre Hopkins still wants to go with who's going to pay him the most money?
Yeah, I do. I think he obviously would like to be competitive, but I think he does want to still get a nice payday. And like I said, was owed about $20 million this year. He's not going to get that. But I think when you see Odell Beckham Jr. sign a one-year, $15 million fully guaranteed contract, and yes, Hopkins has missed a little bit of time the last couple of years, Odell's basically hasn't played football, right? And so yeah, I think from his perspective, he probably wants to sign for a similar amount. And I don't think, like you said, I don't think Kansas City, I don't think Buffalo is offering that. Maybe Tennessee is more willing to offer a deal in that range, but obviously they're not going to be quite as competitive as those other teams.
You know, so Brad, when you look around the NFL, I'm curious, who are some of the players now that you're seeing kind of getting to the end of that contract? And, you know, you kind of have to make that decision. Like the Giants are having to do with Saquon, they had to do with Daniel Jones. It's like, okay, do we reset the market or do we walk away? Are there some players that stand out that, like, this time next year we're going to be talking about, wow, they signed that huge deal, or wow, that team just completely about-faced on these guys?
Yeah, there's a couple interesting ones right now. You know, I think some of these 2019 first-round edge rushers, I think two in particular really stand out. So, look, Nick Bosa is going to sign a deal for, if I had to guess, over $30 million a year. But a couple picks after him, you have Josh Allen, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, not the quarterback Josh Allen. And he's been a good player, but, you know, not a ton of sacks. He's had a lot of pressures and is a consistent football player. But I'm not sure Jacksonville wants to give him a big contract. And then the Washington Commanders and Montez Sweat, another first-round pick from that class, kind of same thing. Very good all-around football player, but never had double-digit sack season. I think it's like you just said, they like them, but the issue is in today's market, you know, besides running back, you know, it's either pay this guy near the top of the market or, like you said, kind of just doing about face and just play it very conservatively. And I'm sure they'd love to find a middle ground, but it's kind of hard if you're a first-round pick and you have been good, you've been healthy, but you haven't been great. It's hard to get guys to take, you know, not discount deals, but market rate deals are very hard to actually negotiate.
Now, Brad, I want your opinion on this because you're all around it. When you look at, like, it's a team sport, it's not tennis or golf, but you look at, I look at, like, the Dolphins, where they're at. Big fan of Vic Fangio. I was there when he was coaching the Dome Patrol. I think he'll be an outstanding defensive coordinator. You look at the Dolphins roster, but it's like, what's going to happen with Tua? I mean, the trigger man. So I even look at, like, within the NFC South, like Desmond Ridder with the Falcons. I think they've upgraded what they want to do in Atlanta. I don't know about Desmond Ridder. When you look at, like, three or four teams, what is your take as far as, like, man, they have, I think, they're heading in the right direction. They got the right pieces, but I don't know if their quarterback's going to work out. He might work out or not. You look at the Jets. Now we think Aaron Rodgers is going to work out. But what is your take when you look across the league where we're at right now, right before training camp? I mean, the one that comes to mind to the forefront to me is obviously the Dolphins team with Tua, and that he was outstanding, but then he got knocked out, and then you never know what's going to happen. But well, what is, like, three or four teams, and, I mean, boy, they got the right team, but can the quarterback be that guy that they can count on?
Yeah, it's a great point. The two you mentioned, the third one I'll throw in there is, again, Washington. You know, with Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett, you know, whoever wins that starting job, they have a really good defense, and then they do have
have some really good pass catchers in Terry McLaurin, the first round kid last year, Jahan Dotson out of Penn State, I'm a big fan of. So, you know, like you said, it all comes down to those quarterbacks, and it could swing them from, you know, playoff team to maybe missing the playoffs, depending how those guys play. I think that the key is these teams want to spend a ton, and because the quarterback is cheap, they then decided to spend a ton on defense or adding offensive weapons or bolstering the offensive line. We'll see how it works. You know, as we know in today's NFL, if you don't have one of those premier quarterbacks, look, you can make the playoffs, but are you going to win a playoff game against one of those elite quarterbacks? The answer the last couple of years has been no.
Well, you know, Brad, that's why, I mean, you have to have the ability. I think it's a good thing how they protect the quarterbacks. When you run, you are like a running back, but if you have that skill set, I think that's good that you can run. I mean, he was an MVP, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. But I don't know. I said, you got to slow your roll. All of a sudden, you think Justin Fields with the Bears is all of a sudden going to take that next step and be like a Lamar Jackson. What? That's at an MVP level when Lamar Jackson actually won an MVP. So what's your take on Justin Fields? Are you still taking the wait-and-see approach with him or what?
Yeah, and the thing there, too, is obviously Lamar's legs are his weapon, but people forget. I mean, Lamar Jackson led the NFL in passing touchdowns
right.
in the MVP season as well, right? So, you know, it's the full game. I do think there is still time for Justin Fields. Look, I am from Chicago. I'm a little bit biased, but I think they had the worst offensive line and maybe the worst weaponry in the NFL last year. I really do. And a lot of our metrics at PFF would agree with me on that. It's not just my opinion. And so I think when you add in DJ Moore, who is a very, very capable number one wide receiver, you obviously use your top 10 pick on Darnell Wright, the right tackle out of Tennessee, who I think is a plug-and-play starter in week one. Look, like you said, I agree with you. You got to still wait and see. We need to see significant growth from Justin Fields. But I do think his supporting cast was really, really bad. And that will make a big difference. I don't know about MVP, but I think he could become a guy who would say, you know what, I think you can win with this quarterback if you keep adding pieces around him. I think that's the conversation we'll have at the end of next year.
Now, Brad, because a local interest here, because he worked magic in New Orleans, that being Sean Payton helping us win a Super Bowl with Drew Brees. Do you think he'll work his magic in Denver with Russell Wilson?
You know, it's going to be fascinating. I would say first, I think Dalvin Cook, we talked about him. He might be, you know, a target for them in Denver. They obviously add Frank Clark today to add some more pass rush help. I think they will be much better than last year. Their offense is one of the worst in the NFL. You also get a healthy Tim Patrick back, who I think is an underrated third wide receiver. And just an offense, you know, Nathaniel Hackett was just very, you know, out of sorts and not organized. So I don't know about winning a Super Bowl, but I think they will be a wild card type team, maybe win 9 or 10 games. The issue is, I mean, that AFC conference, in my opinion, is so much far ahead of the NFC right now. It's just hard to make the playoffs. But listen to this. Patrick Mahomes was the oldest starting quarterback in the AFC playoffs last year.
Whoa. Whoa. That is like crazy.
Yeah, well, we've been saying that about Tom Brady for so many years.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And now, Brad, because the news came out today that Bryce, you know, QB1, the first-string quarterback with the Carolina Panthers, the Saints play him on Monday night, September the 18th. And I'm looking at, you know, from a local perspective, the Saints getting off to a great start. And I'm like, why not 4-0? Okay, I'm saying, look, Tennessee Titans at home, September the 10th. Then you go at Carolina. You get Bryce where he's still learning what it takes to succeed in the NFL. And then he's not a rookie, but Jordan Love. What the hell Jordan Love's going to do? I don't know what he's going to do with the Packers. So that's September the 24th. Then look, October the 1st. Then you got Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield possibly at home. So am I too, like, pie in the sky that, I don't know, the Saints should be 4-0 considering, because I like our quarterback versus their quarterback. I like Derek Carr versus who we playing. Does that make sense to you, Brad?
I completely agree. No, I think that is, you know, on paper, that is 4-0. Obviously, early NFL season, we always get a couple of those wacky results. I mean, I guess you mentioned the Packers, obviously, even with Aaron Rodgers. What was that, 48-3 the Saints beat them or whatever?
Right, right. No, like 31-3. Yeah,
I will say the Saints' preferred score in the state of Florida is 38-3.
Yeah, we whooped them in Jacksonville because of the hurricane.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, so, yeah, no, I do. I agree with you. I think you should win all those football games. I really don't know what to expect from Jordan Love. I'm not super optimistic. And I do love Bryce Young, the prospect, but yeah, the second week for a rookie is never going to be too rosy, especially against an experienced, you know, veteran
right.
New Orleans
defense.
Yep.
All right, Brad, thanks so much for coming on. And, you know, who you got in the college, the Women's College World Series? You got an idea what's going on there?
Is dominant Oklahoma Sooner or what?
You've got to have Oklahoma, right? They're unstoppable.
Of course. Well, thanks so much for fielding that foul ball, if you will. Hope you enjoy your weekend, man. Thanks for coming on.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Brad.
All right. We'll be back here with more sports talk. Jeff Nowak with Saints legend Bobby Hebert. Coming back at you, taking you up till 8 o'clock on WWL.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. We're coming at you with some more sports talk on WWL AM FM.com and the Odyssey app. We have spent the last 3 weeks kind of watching the Saints run around in shorts, and we're pretend we have any idea what it's going to look like when they put on the pads for real, but that's the job. This upcoming week, we're going to have 3 days at minicamp. But I think one of the questions I want to answer, and I think, Bobby, I know you have some strong feelings about this, is, you know, the Panthers today kind of elevated Bryce Young to the top spot of their depth chart. That's the news that came out.
Right.
And I don't know what that means. You're going to compete either way. It's a long way from saying he is the starter. But, you know, when I see that and I look at, okay, well, this is the Saints this year, and I'm not looking at 3 years from now. I'm looking at right now. Who would you rather face in week two? Would you rather see, you know, the ghost of Andy Dalton, or would you rather see Bryce Young? Because I know who I would rather play.
No, listen, I would rather play Bryce because he's still going to be feeling himself out. You might say, well, Andy Dalton would be more steady, but Bryce might have more upside, but he also could have more downside. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, look, I'm just trying to make things happen. It's not necessarily second nature. The greatest quarterback right now in the NFL right now is Pat Mahomes. You know how they didn't just throw him to the wolves, so to speak. If you remember, they had Alex Smith. And Alex Smith was playing. Then the next year, okay, we're going with Pat Mahomes. You know who threw a young stud quarterback to the wolves? The Colts. When they threw Peyton Manning out here.
The Jets every year.
Yeah, yeah. And then Peyton Manning ended up setting like a rookie record for interceptions. So, yeah, so that's why we got to take advantage of the opportunity the second week, September 18th. Now.
Yeah, well, who's the last rookie quarterback that was great as a rookie? I mean, like, even Joe Burrow struggled. You could see he was going to be good. But he still struggled. I mean, that's just what happens.
Now, you know, it'd be Charlie and Jeff. This would be something because I remember doing shows. It was like, damn, how'd that rookie have success against us? Because RG3, his first game in the Superdome, he played unbelievable against the Saints. But that defense then is nowhere near the defense we have now. You know, you might say, well, you're still going against NFL players. No, it matters who's playing and all that. So I like where our defense is at right now. Now, you look at the very first game, and what would you say on paper? Well, yeah, we're playing at home. We better be able to stop the run, because if we can't stop the run, then don't you think play action Ryan Tannehill would have success? Because the quarterback from Kentucky.
Will Levis.
Will Levis. He ain't playing right away. They going with Tannehill, and he might eventually be the guy. But we playing him in the dome. So it's not like if Derrick Henry, I think he'd be ready to roll. And Derrick Henry, we've beaten the Titans, but we've kind of lucked out. He's been hurt, and he hasn't been available. But I think Derrick Henry's probably going to be available. So can you stop Derrick Henry? Because if Derrick Henry can run, I can tell you right now, Ryan Tannehill will have success against the Saints' defense. So that's not a good thing. So you got to try and make where Derrick Henry, we're stuffing him, and then you want Ryan Tannehill to be able to beat you. But then you look at September 18th, Carolina Panthers, Monday Night Football, prime time. Yeah, we got to take advantage when we're playing Carolina, a rookie quarterback. And then you look at Green Bay. I don't know. I could say him a rookie.
30-year rookie.
Yeah, Jordan Love. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Jeff has even played like a handful of games.
See, I don't know. But at the same time, we have seen players show up in year three and you don't really know about them. And they've had, like, Aaron Rodgers did that. Pat Mahomes did that. Whereas, like, you look at the rookies and it's just that, like, Kenny Pickett this past season, he was solid, still struggled.
He's still a quarterback that I think they're counting on. The Steelers are counting on Pickett.
And so one of the things you brought up is the Saints. Everyone tells me the Saints have historically struggled against rookie quarterbacks, and that might be true if you go back to everything. Remembers RG3.
Even
Jameis Winston actually had a couple really good games against the Saints' his rookie season. I think Marcus Mariota as well.
Yes,
but
is that a good point, Jeff?
You go back to 2016, which I think is a reasonable time to go back to because that's the modern off defense we're talking about. The Saints are 8-3. Against rookie quarterbacks.
Okay, 8-3. I think
you should be.
Don't dwell on the negative. Look at the positive.
Well, and I'll tell you, the games that they lost, Andy Dalton versus Kenny Pickett. I mean, it's not like you had Drew Brees in that game. Like,
right.
You know, they lost to the Eagles when it was Taysom Hill against Jalen Hurts. So again, you're not even with the quarterback you started week one. And then in 2017, that was the Teddy Bridgewater versus Kyle Allen game. That was the last game of the regular season. You were sitting all of your starters. So I would say, you know, none of those were Drew Brees.
The only one that was out of whack is the RG3.
Yeah. And I think everyone remembers it.
Oh, yeah. No, they remember because they were saying, oh, man, we're going to kick the Redskins behind, you know, washing it off. We're going to – man, what? What? I mean, that was one of his best games ever in his career.
I mean, I just asked the question a little earlier, who's the last rookie to be really good as a rookie?
Justin Herbert.
Might be RG3. I guess Justin Herbert. They lost a lot of games.
Justin Herbert was awesome in his rookie season,
but they
guys.
Lost a ton of games.
I mean, he's a rookie quarterback, but he still put up huge numbers.
But
I mean,
that's my point.
Yards,
Bryce Young could put up huge numbers.
31 touchdowns,
10
interceptions. He actually played really great against the Saints that year, too. That was one of the wins that they had in his rookie season. But he was awesome. He threw 4 touchdowns and, like, over 250 yards against the Saints.
They should have lost that game too.
They should have, but Justin Herbert was awesome. So I mean, that's
the Saints should be 3-1, if not 4-0, even October 1st. We playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I still think right now. I mean, that was an embarrassment. How did we lose to Baker Mayfield in Carolina? Baker Mayfield.
You know what you lost about it? You lost it on 2 plays. Alvin Kamara fumbled 6. Laviska Shenault. I think it was P.J. Williams missed that tackle. Those are the 2 plays.
P.J. Williams missed it, and then even Honey Badgers like. 2 bad plays Honey Badger had was that Buccaneers, was that the Carolina game and the Bengals game.
Yep.
I mean, come on, push them out of bounds or trip them.
That was rough.
No,
we're going to focus on the positive, Bobby.
No, the positive. So we should be 4-0, if not 3-1. That's positive, right?
I agree. All right, we'll be right back with more sports talk. I'm Jeff Nowak with Saints legend Bobby Hebert on WWL. Back here on WWL, I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Bobby Hebert. We're still debating rookie quarterbacks. But one piece of news that came out today that, I don't know, affected me in a way that I didn't expect it to. Neil Everett is leaving ESPN, which, you know.
So why is that? He got a better deal, Jeff?
No, I think they're downsizing. It's kind of like Kenny Mayne, last year. But, you know, it's funny. I remember, like, my formative years of my childhood were, you know, waking up watching Neil Everett read the top 10 plays, and he was with Stan Verrett for so long.
Right, forever, and yeah. At late night as of late,
yeah,
right?
Well, they started the L.A. branch of ESPN, right? And so they had
So what, you enlightened me, version. He's not there no more?
No, well, I think he's there
the
still.
The cutbacks
but
and all?
Yeah, he's moving on. I think he's going to have a role with the Trailblazers. But I remember vividly, he had all the best quips on the top
plays.
No,
he's awesome.
And
awesome.
The one that stands out is he would always yell, when someone would have a monster drink, be like, stop looking at my lemonade! And I don't know, it's like, I just vividly remember, because that was back when you had to watch SportsCenter.
Right.
Like the sports.
Yeah.
They had the ticker
on
the
side. It's not like you looked on your phone and all that.
Yeah,
it's so
different now. But like, that was, I would look forward in the morning. And I remember, like, you would get, if you started at like 7:50, you would be like watching all the way around. Because at that point, they did the replays. And I would watch the same thing 3 times in a row. Because it's just.
Yeah, you keep looking at it. And I don't know, Jeff, maybe I'm holding the Saints' feet to the fire, but the Who Dat Nation. But I'm looking at even. You know, the first 4 games, then you got to go at New England. It's not the Patriots of old. And then you look at the Houston Texans, October the 15th. I don't know. Is that C.J. Stroud? I mean, who's playing? I'm telling you. Where our defense is at right now, we should be able to take advantage of the quarterbacks that we are playing. Now, October the 19th, we play in the Jaguars on Thursday Night Football in the Caesars Superdome. Now, he has taken the next step. When you're talking about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think
– right, he struggled as a rookie.
Yes, but last year you could see it the back end. But then, Jeff, you know what's crazy? After that, we go at the Colts. I don't know who's the Colts quarterback.
Anthony Richardson, maybe?
And then you got the Bears. I'm telling you, we have the advantage at quarterback with Derek Carr over all these cats.
I agree. And the crazy thing is the Saints haven't started 3-0 since 2013. I think this might be the year.
That's the year. 3-0.
That changes. All right. Don't go anywhere. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Bobby Hebert. Charlie Long behind the glass with you till 8 o'clock. We'll be back with Sports Talk right after this news update.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.